Thank you very much, Dove. All right. So, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I almost forgot you guys. I apologize. I was sitting on the sofa looking at my own life and my own mind and my own decisions, and I happened to glance at the clock. I'm absolutely certain that was Holy Spirit that had me glance at the clock and see, oh, my God, it's 5 till 2. So I jumped up very quickly and came here, and I'm very thankful to Holy Spirit for reminding me, you know, bringing me out of my thoughts and reminding me to be here. Very grateful. And in fact, I just want to start right now by rededicating myself to the Holy Spirit in this very, very moment. I am being asked, of course, to make decisions based purely on guidance, with no other reason, just because it's guided to do it. And I want to say yes to all of that, and I want to not look at any other option other than guidance. And so what I want to do right now is just absolutely tell the Holy Spirit in front of my witnesses. All right, so right here in front of all of my witnesses, again, I just want to rededicate myself to the Holy Spirit and say yes, 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 I will do whatever you ask. And we are here today to look at reginadonacres.com. So let me give you that link. There you go, reginadonacres.com. And we are working in May of 2005. So when you get to reginadonacres.com, you'll find the archives on the right-hand side of the screen. You'll want to find May 2005. Is that right? Are we in 2005 or 2000? Yes, 2005. There is more than one May there, so make sure you find May of 2005. When you get to May of 2005, there's 3 pages of entries for that month. Just click on previous entries once, which will take you to the middle page of entries. Then scroll all the way down to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom of that particular page, you'll come to a writing, which is from Thursday, May 5th, 2005. Okay, when you get down to the bottom of May 2005, you will find a link, you'll find a writing called Lesson 343, I am not asked to make a sacrifice. That's where we're going to start. All right, so I'm just going to begin reading now. It starts off with a question. I had a question for the Holy Spirit. I said, my workbook lesson today is number 343. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. Holy Spirit, what would you like to share with me about this lesson? And I am not 100% certain because I don't remember this day perfectly, but I'm guessing that the reason I asked the question was because I, at that point, could not see how I was not going to be asked to make a sacrifice. You know, the belief of sacrifice was so strong in my mind, I'm certain that I just felt that if I dedicated my life to God, to the Holy Spirit, as I just did again moments ago, that it would certainly involve sacrifice. So you can see this is actually a very perfect message to talk about today. And so this is why I asked the Holy Spirit, what would you like to share with me? And so Holy Spirit says, everyone fears sacrifice as they near the gate to heaven, but that is merely the ego calling them back. This is absolutely perfect for me today, so I will share my personal story as we go through this. Everyone fears sacrifice as they near the gate to heaven, but that is merely the ego calling them back. It is the call of fear, and it calls you back to nothing. You will hear this call, and you must decide if you will listen or let the call pass you by. This is exactly what I've been going through today. So we are in a perfect place for me. It's all about me. I asked, can you share any tips that will help me to resist the temptation? Of course, that would be the temptation to be called back into the world, away from the gate of heaven. Spirit answered, when the call comes, remember that you are the Son of God. If you forget who you are, you will be tempted to answer the call of fear because you will believe that your safety lies there. If you remain firm in your belief in yourself, you will only want to join with yourself by stepping through the gate of heaven. No weak and sickly call can call you away from your desire to be yourself. And so I asked, how do I cultivate that firm desire to be myself? How do I cultivate that firm desire to be myself? I'm getting rid of an error message here. That's why I'm stalling. Okay, here we go. The answer. Cultivate your desire to be yourself by being with yourself now, in every moment, with every thought. Be grateful for the joy you feel when you are with yourself. Share that joy with your brothers. Become yourself in every moment. I might cry in a moment, you guys. Okay. Become yourself in every moment through your willingness to have only peace. And your experience of yourself, your peace, your joy, the love you feel for your brothers, will call you louder than the call to nothing, so you will answer the call to heaven, the call to yourself. I'll just read that again since I was crying. Become yourself in every moment through your willingness to have only peace. And your experience of yourself, your peace, your joy, the love you feel for your brothers, will call you louder than the call to nothing. So you will answer the call to heaven, the call to yourself. And I said, thank you for the reminder to practice all of the time. I will focus on that. And I guess you guys can tell this is pretty personal for me today. And it is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So I guess I'm going to share my story. As you all know, or most of you know, those of you who have, you know, been with me for the last several weeks, you know that Holy Spirit has asked me to leave one relationship and go into another one. And you also know that I've said yes to that. And you know that about a week ago, I told my now ex-boyfriend, but he had been with me for over 16 years, I told him, you know, that it was time to end the relationship, or really what I suggested is moving it into a friendship, so that I could join into this new relationship. And that was last Sunday. I saw him in Alabama at my mom's house, and that's where I got to tell him. And then we already had a planned vacation together, one that we've been planning for months, long before this guidance came. And we decided to go ahead and have that vacation together. And that was a trip for him to come here. So this last Friday, which was only like 5 days after I broke up with him, he came here, and he's here now. He'll be leaving on Saturday. So he's here for 8 days. And what's been happening while he is here is that in a very loving way, you must understand that this is a very, very loving man. In fact, you know, in the form of the world, you know, this is the kind of man that every woman wants. He is very gentle, very loving. Very handy. He can fix anything around the house, electrical, plumbing, you name it, he can fix it. He has a very good job and, of course, makes very good money. You know, just, you know, he's just the total package. So he's a wonderful, wonderful man. So in his very gentle way, in his very loving way, what he is doing while he is here is trying to convince me to make the decision to spend the rest of my life with him. So that's what he's doing while he's here. But he's doing it in a way that is amazing. I've explained to him why I'm leaving him and why I am joining this new relationship with this new man. And I've very carefully explained to him that it is guidance, and that my purpose is awakening, and that I am joining this relationship because it's a very important part of my awakening. And I've explained it to him in enough detail that he at least has some understanding. I can't tell you whether he understands it completely or not, but he definitely has some understanding, some clear understanding. And he's actually even agreed to support me in this. He has agreed to let me go into this relationship and to step back. But what he is hoping is, of course, that this is only temporary, and that after whatever it is that I need to learn through this relationship, that I will come back to him. And what he is doing is describing for me the future and what the future will look like. So he's describing to me the future and what the future will look like if I do this. And in some ways, he's offering me the perfect fantasy, the perfect story that Regina would want. He retires in 5 years. He gets to retire at age 55, which is 5.5 years away for him. He retires in 5 years. And when he retires, he has a very nice pension plan, which actually increases over time. You know, it has allowances for cost of living. It increases over time, and it's backed by the United States government, not some company that will probably go out of business. So one thing he is telling me is, of course, in 5 years, he will be completely free with no more work. We can do whatever we want, and we will have the financial security for life to do whatever we want. And when he was telling me that, that was not a difficult thing for me to say no to, because I was so certain that my focus was spiritual. And so I told him no, and I went on to explain my purpose and all of that in the best way that I could to him. Well, the next day then, he ended up writing me an email. Even though he's right here in my house, he wanted to express himself through an email. So he ended up writing me a very, very long email, which was very loving. But he went over the past, and everything he said about the past was true. He talked about how ever since I've made this decision, how he has supported me, and this is very true. I know I've shared this with you, how incredibly supportive he is. And he's been very supportive. He has also himself changed, and I've mentioned that to you, that as my mind has changed, I see the reflection in him. And I've also mentioned to you that for the last 2.5 years, our relationship has been perfect. And by perfect, I mean not one single instance of conflict. I mean perfectly peaceful. And so he, of course, went over all of that, which is all true. And then he went on to say that that he would be interested in becoming and joining me on the spiritual path, in being a spiritual student, that he also has spiritual interests, you know, although we've never discussed this. And he seemed to be adding to what I'll call the package. He seemed to be adding to the package. Now not only do I have this freedom with a man that I love to do whatever we want, because he'll soon be retired, and the financial ability to do whatever we want, absolute financial security. But on top of that, he's willing to join with me on the spiritual path. So the only thing that I could do was ask for guidance. That was the only thing I could do, because I knew that all I wanted, the one thing I knew was that all I wanted was to follow guidance. When I asked for guidance, in the moment that I asked for guidance, literally in the very next moment I received it, there was no waiting, and I am still being guided to leave this relationship and join with this new man. And the guidance was clear. So so that is what I'm going to do. And it was wonderful because, you know, just about the time that I was ready to talk to this new man, and by the way, his name is Laurent, that way I won't have to keep calling him this new man. just about the time that I was ready to talk to Laurent about all of this, in fact, I was getting ready to send him a text message to tell him I was ready to talk, just in the instant I was doing that, he called. and we were able to talk. And I had shared with him, I share with him everything now. I mean, that's, we're already in the holy relationship. I share with him everything. I had shared with him my ex-boyfriend's email and everything that was said. And so it was wonderful because when I was talking to Laurent, what came up in me was I got very, very, very much in touch with my true desire in a way that was so crystal clear. And to be honest, you know, what Holy Spirit is saying here is, in this last paragraph, that, you know, the way to overcome this temptation to be called back into the world, which is really what I think I face today, a very beautiful, wonderful temptation, but it was a temptation to walk away from guidance and choose my own plan of salvation. That's what it was. So, you know, Holy Spirit said the way to overcome that temptation is to really be in touch with your desire for self, with a capital S. And he says one way to be in touch with your desire for self is to become yourself in every moment through your willingness to have only peace and your experience of yourself. Your peace, your joy, the love you feel for your brothers will call you louder than the call to nothing. And that is exactly what happened to me when I was on the phone with Laurent, is as I began really talking about what my true desire and what I wanted, I began to feel it in a very, very strong way. And the point where it was strongest for me is when I was talking about or being in touch with my brothers. When I was saying that the real reason I want to do this, the real reason I want to walk this path all the way with Holy Spirit, all the way, is because I want to do it for everyone. It's not just for me. I want to do this for everyone. You know, I was telling Laurent, I said, everyone wants this, but not everybody is ready yet to truly do it themselves. But if I can do it, then I do it for everyone. And what I found as I was saying those words was all the strength that I needed, all the certainty that I needed, to just go ahead and say yes to my guidance, which of course is to continue to leave the ex-boyfriend and join with Laurent. You know, so, and of course that's for now. You know, none of us knows anything about the future at all, but still, that is my guidance now, and that's what I'm going to do. And so that's what I was sitting on the sofa looking at in my mind when I almost forgot to come on and teach. And that is why I opened my teaching by rededicating myself to the Holy Spirit and saying, yes, 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 I will do whatever you want. I will do whatever you want because that's what I'm here for. That's my purpose. And let's see, I'm seeing comments here, so let me look at some of these comments. I'm noticing, at least at the bottom, Robin is saying, choosing one brother over another doesn't sound like guidance. I see where you're coming from with that. I do understand that perspective. But my trust in Holy Spirit is very, very strong. And I trust that what Holy Spirit is guiding me to do is in the best interests of everyone. And there's no doubt in my mind about that. And I was talking to the ex-boyfriend about that this morning. The best interests of everyone. And when we're looking at the current situation with the ego, we can't always see that. So it does look like choosing one brother over another. But that is not what is happening. Holy Spirit is guiding me down the path I need to walk for my awakening. And my awakening benefits everyone. And I was able to explain that to the ex this morning. And you know, there is a part of him that is very definitely accepting all of this. You need to understand that. I am not looking at a man that is being totally resistant to what I'm saying. I'm not looking at a man that is saying, you know, no, don't do this. I am looking at a man who is saying, I support you in what you are choosing right now. I just hope it's not forever. But I don't know. I'm going to let go of the mic and see if anybody else has anything to say, because this is a this is a unique situation. You know, not everybody comes on Pal Talk and talks about things like this every day. I am living it right now, and the funny thing is, in spite of the tears, I am very certain of what I'm being guided to do. There's no question in my mind about what I'm being guided to do. So I want to let go of the mic and let you all ask your questions. No questions. Okay, that's not what I expected, but that is perfect. Yeah, I think that the bottom line is for anybody that is feeling that you know, that someone is being hurt, and that, you know, somehow this isn't guidance. I think the bottom line is it is very definitely guidance. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And I think that what we have to remember is to trust the Holy Spirit. We have to remember to trust the Holy Spirit, and we have to remember what my true desire is. Because I'm noticing Dove is writing, "Follow your bliss." I know Cheryl wrote, "Follow your heart." And what everyone needs to understand is my bliss and my heart is awakening. Although financial security in the world is something I certainly would like, that is not the core desire in my mind. It is not the truest desire in my mind. It is not what I want at the depth of my being. What I want at the depth of my being is awakening. And so Holy Spirit is leading me to that. And that is why I'm saying yes to Holy Spirit. Another thing that Laurent and I have been talking about lately, because, you know, there are lots of things in the world that he would enjoy or that I would enjoy. And at the level of world, our desires are not the same. So, like, if we were both going to follow our bliss in the world, follow what we think would make us happy in the world, he and I would not be joining, and we would not be walking in the same direction. We'd be taking off in two completely different directions. but one thing that we are recognizing, and I think many of you are recognizing as well, is that, you know, remember, A Course in Miracles says that the only plan for salvation that's going to work is God's plan for salvation. And there's a reason for that. That's not just a line in A Course in Miracles. The reason for that is, underneath the surface, each of us are filled with a lot of feelings and beliefs. Guilt, unworthiness, fear, those are the primary ones, but there are certainly many others that seem to come off of those. And those are always right under the surface in our mind. So what happens is we follow a path in the world that we believe will make us happy, and we get there, and it can be very good, but yet it never seems to be quite enough. It never seems to be right. We're never fully satisfied. And I know this because I did this. Those of you who know me know that I had set goals for myself in my life, and I actually achieved all of those goals, down to the point of I was even working for the company that I had pre-selected I wanted to work for, and sitting in the exact job I had pre-selected I wanted to have. In the exact chair. I was living in the town I wanted to live in. My daughter was an adopted daughter from China, which was another thing I had wanted, and she was going to the school that I wanted her to go to that we had to win a lottery to get into. Everything was what I wanted. Everything in the world was what I wanted. But what happened when I got there, and I had a lot of fun working towards that, right? A lot of fun working towards that and seeing, you know, achieving my goals. But what happened when I got there is that there was just this now what feeling. I was sitting there on top of my own hill, the hill I had built for myself. I had everything. I had everything I wanted. I mean, there were other things I could have wanted, but I didn't. I had everything I wanted, and it wasn't enough. Now, what I can do if I want to is I can scrap that, and I can choose another dream in the world. And I can tell myself that when I get there, this is what's going to bring me full happiness. And I can work towards that. And you know what? I'm sure I can get there and I can have that. But I already know that when I get there, the same thing is going to happen. I'm going to get there, and it's going to be not enough again. And I know what enough is. Enough is being only love, knowing only love, extending only love. That's what enough is for me. Being only love, which means letting go of everything in me that is not love. I want to be only love. I want to know only love. When I look out on you, and when I look out on the world, and I see the reflection of my mind, I want to know only love. I don't want to look at you and feel any judgments, or look at you and feel any blame. I want to look at you and know only love. And with every thought that comes into my mind, and every thought that I accept, I want to extend only love. This is what I want, to be only love. Know only love and extend only love. So what the Holy Spirit is doing is leading me on a path that is helping me to that goal. And what the Holy Spirit is telling me is that joining with this new man right now is the best thing for me right now. That this is going to help me be only love, know only love, and extend only love. And I have the confirmation in my heart. I know that this is the path for me to walk right now. So that's why I'm doing it, because I know what I want. It's that simple. It's that simple. I know what I want, and Holy Spirit is pointing the direction, and I'm going to go that way because it's what I want. Not because I would be guilty if I chose to go the other way. You know, not because one direction is righteous and one direction is unrighteous. That's not true at all. It's because it's what I want. It's because it's what I truly want. So I am following my bliss, and I am making the decisions that are bringing me joy. And I'm very, very, very grateful to the Holy Spirit for giving me such clear and close guidance. Once again, I'll let go of the mic and see if anybody has anything to ask. Okay, I do see the question that says, is this new guy enough, Regina? I'm not going to the new guy for a new guy. Well, that's okay, Robin. I understand that is what people sometimes do. They jump out of one relationship because they think it wasn't good enough, and they jump into another relationship because they think that relationship will be their salvation. And then, of course, it isn't. So maybe they settle, or maybe they do some more relationship jumping later. That's not at all what's happening here, regardless of what it looks like in form. The relationship that I was in was a good relationship. I would not have ever left it at the level of the world. I would never have left it, ever. I would have stayed. But what is happening is that Holy Spirit is saying it is not the best relationship for me to be in if I want to awaken. If I want to awaken, I need to be in this other relationship, that it offers me everything for awakening. So it isn't really about the two men. And it isn't really about, it isn't really even about being in relationship. It's about awakening, and this is simply a path that Holy Spirit is leading me through. It could have been something else. In fact, I think writing NTI, probably before this relationship, writing NTI was what the Holy Spirit gave me to help me. Through writing NTI, I wasn't just writing a book. It wasn't about being an author. And anybody who knows me knows that. In fact, I don't even list myself as the author. I don't see myself as the author. I see myself as the scribe. It wasn't about writing a book. I didn't set out to write a book. It had nothing to do with writing a book. It had everything to do with awakening. And that was something Holy Spirit gave me that was helpful to me and many of my brothers in that desire to awaken. And so I seemed to write a book, but it was never about writing a book. The same thing is happening here. This is not about leaving one man and going to another man, or about, you know, finding a relationship. it's not about that at all. This is about awakening. And this is the path that Holy Spirit is giving me for awakening now. And I know nothing about the future. I know nothing about the future. I have no idea whether I'm going to be with Laurent for 2 weeks, 7 weeks, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, the rest of my life. I know nothing. I know nothing. All that I can do is stay with my current guidance and be very, very careful to leave my thinking mind out of it, to always feel for that guidance, to be very sure about what I want. Is he good looking? Oh, that's so funny. I'm going to answer that in a second, Christian. I'm going to come back to that because I actually have an answer for that. Anyway, you know what? I'm just going to stop there. I'm just going to stop there. Some of you guys get it and some of you guys don't get it. And that's okay with me. That's okay with me. As for is he good looking, Dortha already answered the question. He looks like light. I spoke to you all about him when I first met him, before I knew I was going to be guided to go into relationship with him. I did not know that yet, but I had gone to New Hampshire, and I had seen someone that when I looked at him, all I saw was light. And I remember telling you guys about that, that all I saw was light, and that my first reaction was fear, and I looked away. And then I realized that that was a mistake, that I was, you know, reacting to the fear of love, and that what I needed to do was look back at this light that I saw, which I knew was the body of a man, but I could not have told you at all what he looked like. And so I, you know, kind of forced myself at that point, because the fear was so strong, forced myself to look back at the light. And that is the man that we are talking about, Laurent. So I think Dortha's answer is perfect. He looks like light. And in fact, last night when we were talking on the phone, he said something to me about he knew that he did not attract me because of his blue eyes. And I laughed, you know, because that is so true. You know, immediately when I looked at him, my eyes were taken right beyond the physical. But I do think that he's cute. I think he's cute, and I think that there would be a lot of women that are attracted to him because of his physical appearance. But honestly, in my case, that has nothing to do with it, because Holy Spirit has never stopped my eyes there. Holy Spirit takes my eyes right beyond that point, and has from the very beginning. So there's nothing about, I mean, although I like him, you know, as he is, there's nothing about him as a person that I probably would have, you know, just because of who I am as a person, been attracted to. And I think, and I know the opposite is true. There is nothing about me as a person that he as a person would have been attracted to. So the strong attraction that we are feeling, the strong attraction that we are feeling is coming from purpose. And it's coming from both of us really wanting the same thing, both of us wanting it at a very deep level, and both of us being at that same place of readiness now. So that's what this relationship is all about, and I think it's going to be fun to watch. But yeah, today I rededicate myself to the Holy Spirit, because I did have that opportunity to go back into the world with a very nice plan. You know, I had the opportunity today to, you know, a plan of salvation was offered to me, which wasn't really a plan of salvation. It was an offer for a really good life in the world. And I chose to say no. I chose to stay with my true desire, and I'm really happy about that. I can just feel my heart right now. It's just dancing with joy. It's very happy. And I'm real excited to see what Holy Spirit will bring to me. I'm real excited. So that's that. Let me, now with all of that said, maybe I can read this without crying. So let's read this one more time, and then we'll move on. Lesson 343, I am not asked to make a sacrifice. This was 2 1/4 years ago. Question. My workbook lesson today is number 343. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and peace of God. Holy Spirit, what would you like to share with me about this lesson? And then Spirit answered, everyone fears sacrifice as they near the gate to heaven, but that is merely the ego calling them back. It is the call of fear, and it calls you back to nothing. You will hear this call, and you must decide if you will listen or let the call pass you by. So I asked, can you share any tips that will help me to resist this temptation? And Holy Spirit answered, when the call comes, remember that you are the Son of God. If you forget who you are, you will be tempted to answer the call of fear, because you will believe that your safety lies there. Let me go ahead and just stop a moment. I have a little bit more of the story to tell you. Probably where this thought came into the mind, you know, the moment of temptation to answer the call, that would probably be around the financial security piece. Because, again, part of what was being offered was financial security for life. And the only thing that really helped me there was my willingness to remember that I was the Son of God, and to remember that all I have to do is trust Holy Spirit. That is all I have to do. And I will always receive my guidance and, you know, be secure. So So that's what happened. I remembered I was the Son of God. I returned my trust to the Holy Spirit, and any momentary thought that financial security would be a really good thing to choose just passed, and I was just right back in purpose again. So again, the Holy Spirit says, when the call comes, remember that you are the Son of God. If you forget who you are, you will be tempted to answer the call of fear because you will believe that your safety lies there. If you remain firm in your belief in yourself, you will only want to join with yourself by stepping through the gate of heaven, which I know you all realize is what the place I got to. No weak and sickly call can call you away from your desire to be yourself. And then I asked, how do I cultivate that firm desire to be myself? And the answer, cultivate your desire to be yourself by being with yourself now, in every moment, with every thought. Be grateful for the joy you feel when you are with yourself. Share that joy with your brothers. Become yourself in every moment through your willingness to have only peace. And your experience of yourself, your peace, your joy, the love you feel for your brothers, will call to you louder than the call to nothing, so you will answer the call to heaven, the call to yourself. And as I mentioned today, it was the love I feel for my brothers that was the loudest call in my heart. That literal willingness to awaken for everyone. That is the call that I felt in my heart today that enabled me to continue to say yes to guidance, because I want to awaken, and I want to awaken for everyone. All right, I guess we're done with that one. So let's scroll up. Wow. Let's scroll up and see what comes next. If we scroll up, we come to a writing that Holy Spirit gave me. I named it, What is My Prayer? But this would be something that Holy Spirit gave me. What if we pray all of the time without ceasing? What if every thought we have, every feeling is a prayer? And what if the world we see is made by our prayers? If we pray without ceasing, and prayer makes our world, what are we making today? What thoughts am I allowing within my mind? What am I focusing on? What is my prayer, really? So Holy Spirit was, of course, giving me this in order to teach me to watch my mind better. Because what Holy Spirit really wanted me to realize is that the thoughts that I allow into my mind, the thoughts that I think about, the thoughts that my thinking mind spins and spins and spins on, are making the experience of my life, or making the experience that we call the world. And we talked about this on Saturday night when we talked about breaking the habit of listening to the ego. We talked about the fact that when we are thinking about anything, at one level we get down to content. So whenever I'm having a thought, and the example I used on Saturday night was the thought of, there was a worry thought in my mind that my father was going to come and see my backyard and not approve because the dogs have torn it up. So there was a worry thought in my mind. The Holy Spirit asked me to look at the content of that worry thought rather than looking at the story. And when I looked at the content of the worry thought, I saw that it was an attack and defense thought. I was imagining my father attacking me, and I was pre-planning my defense. And I mentioned to you all on Saturday night that Holy Spirit taught me to look at the content of all of my thoughts. And what I really saw was that there wasn't a lot going on in my mind. It looked like I was thinking about a lot of different things, a lot of different scenarios. But in reality, my mind at the content level was only focused on a few things. I seemed to spend the majority of my time thinking about my unworthiness, how unworthy I was, or how unworthy someone else was, right? Looking at them and criticizing them. So unworthiness was in my mind. Blame and guilt was in my mind. Fear was in my mind. And attack and defense was in my mind. Those four thoughts at the content level were in my mind, playing themselves out through a myriad of stories. But really, there were only about four things going on in my mind. And so what Holy Spirit is saying here is, that which is in your mind, that is your prayer. You are always praying. So what are you praying for now? Are you praying for the experience of attack and defense? Are you praying for fear? Are you praying for the experience of unworthiness? Are you praying for the experience of guilt and blame? And of course, the answer at that time had to be yes, that's what I'm praying for. That had to be the honest answer. Yes, that is what I'm praying for. And so then the next question comes, well, is that what you want to pray for? And of course, the answer there is no, that is not what I want to pray for. And so then Holy Spirit wanted me to see how my actions, or in this case, my thought, was not in alignment or not in harmony with what I wanted or my heart. And I needed to see this in order to give even more willingness to change the way I think. I needed to see that my thinking is prayer, and even more than that, it is a creative force. It is a creative force that creates my experience and the entire experience of the world. It adds to the entire experience of the world. So that's why Holy Spirit gave me this thought, which is really just a bunch of questions to think about for the day, to get me much more willing to watch my mind. Yeah, Steve, please take the mic.
All right, hopefully it'll work the first time this time. I think I actually have it plugged in. I didn't know if you read that last line, thank you, Dortha, from that one before on May 5th, but that was kind of repeated in the next one on that you were doing. I didn't know if you heard it or not, or read it or not, that last line about remembering or the reminder. And I could pull it up on the screen, but I don't have room on my screen for both screens. But what does it say? Thank you for the reminder to practice all of the time. I will focus on that. That was something that came up in what we were reading last week in the Tom and Linda Carpenter book, and that's what I noticed a lot of the NTI stuff. Maybe it's just the same thing coming up in different forms, you know, but they actually talked about it in the book that we were reading last week on Tuesday, and we read it the week before almost, but not quite getting to it on page 17, I think, where it says, make a vow to yourself not to do anything that does not bring you peace. But then he goes on to say, like, it's not the vow to yourself that makes a difference. It says that you will be forced, it's going to be hard for you at first because you'll be forced to really scrutinize every thought. And I think that's what you were saying in the next one, or that's the message you were getting in the next one. And I think that's what the Course reminds us of, about being vigilant for mind watching, you know, being vigilant for God's voice or the Holy Spirit, and taking our allegiance away from the ego thinking. So I'm going to have to go back to the other page now and see and switch. But that's what I was hearing you say, and I think I know what you're experiencing too with the relationship. I remember we talked about that last time about Judith Scutch in that situation. We don't have to repeat that, but I also remember there was a time when, like, Barbara Hoff and Robert Varley, one went to India and one went to Houston or something like that, you know, and it seems like there are times when Holy Spirit's doing that, and I think it's great, and I do appreciate that. I know there's a lot of lessons that says, I'm not alone, the effects of my seeing, and everything I do for the whole of the sonship, and it's nice that you remind us all of that when you share that again, too. So it's not really a question, it's just that I'm seeing that, you know. I think there's a song out there, like, I don't know if they do it at Unity Churches or what, like, our thoughts are prayers or something like that, you know, and be aware of what you're thinking and stuff like that. And it's all kind of saying the same thing. But I guess maybe I just missed it when you read that last line or like that, but it seemed like it was repeated quite clearly in the next section too. And that's, I think, what we're really asked to do is just be aware of what we're thinking, you know, which thoughts we're looking at. So thank you for letting me share. It's kind of a comment and not really much of a question, but thanks for letting me share anyway. I appreciate it. Here you go.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. And I think the first time I read that message, I read the last line, but I think you're correct. When I reread it, I did not read the last line. So thanks for bringing that back to our attention. Let me go ahead and reread What Is My Prayer again, and then we'll scroll up. What if we pray all of the time without ceasing? What if every thought we have, every feeling is a prayer? Actually, I want to stop there. I think I told you all that, you know, of course, last Saturday night we talked about breaking the habit of listening to the ego, and it was very focused on thought. And as soon as I finished teaching, I absolutely knew that there was going to be a part two, and that a significant part of it was going to be focused on feeling. So I emailed Dove immediately and asked him to please give me another night very soon, because Holy Spirit wanted a part two. And he has given me Sunday night, August 12th. So on Sunday night, I will come back and we will do part two. I don't really know fully what that's about yet, but you know me, I'm trusting Holy Spirit that everything will unfold and it will be perfect. So, you know, let's come back on Sunday night, August 12th, and we'll get to, I know, the feeling part of letting go of the ego. So let me start over again. What if we pray all of the time without ceasing? What if every thought we have, every feeling, is a prayer? And what if the world we see is made by our prayers? If we pray without ceasing and prayer makes our world, what are we making today? What thoughts am I allowing within my mind? What am I focusing on? What is my prayer, really? And I see requests for Jesus Christ Superstar. Is that for now or for Sunday night? Let me know. I have it right here, so I can do it now or Sunday night. I just want to understand your requests. Either? Okay, tell you what. When I finish today, I'll play it. How's that? We'll listen to Judas again, because you know I loved Judas. All right, so lesson 346 then. Let's scroll up to Sunday, May 8th. It looks like I was meditating on lesson 346. Today, the peace of God envelops me. And as I did, these words began to come, and so I had to grab my notebook and write them down. Let your mind rest today. Remember that it is not your role to struggle. To struggle is to attempt to go it alone, using your own individual power. To struggle is to let the ego guide you on your spiritual path. To struggle is a mistake, and to mistakenly walk the wrong path. And what is meant by wrong path here? Because we have talked about that we are all the free son of God, and that you can choose to do anything you want. You can choose any path, and that is absolutely true. So when Holy Spirit says wrong path here, really he's not talking about a path that would be truly wrong. It's just, again, this Holy Spirit is very aware of what I want. And so it would be a wrong path in that it would not be in harmony with what I truly want. I would be out of harmony with myself. So that's what he means. It isn't the path I really want. In that way, it's a wrong path. But there are no true wrong paths. You know, we're the free son of God, and we can experience anything we want to experience. So to struggle is to let the ego guide you on your spiritual path. To struggle is a mistake, and to mistakenly walk the wrong path. The way to God is a peaceful path. It is the way of rest, where all things seem to be done for you, because you have been willing not to struggle. And you are willing not to struggle for one reason, because you have chosen a different purpose, a purpose that knows no struggle. It sees no forces to struggle against, and desires no separation to struggle for. It has let the struggle go because it is the purpose of accepting what is as it is. It is the purpose of remembering truth, and truth can only be remembered when struggle is let go. And this is something else that came up in my conversation with Laurent on the phone today, because again, you know, we understand why we're together, and certainly we understand that a big part of what we're going to be doing together is letting go of the ego, you know, looking at what comes up and letting go of the ego. And, you know, as we were talking about that, a real realization came into my mind that I really don't know how to let go of the ego. I don't know how. I don't know what to do. And the next thought that came into my mind after I realized I do not know how, I don't know what to do, was just a thought of trust. It was just a trust that that was okay, because Holy Spirit is going to guide us every step of the way, and that I didn't need to know how or I didn't need to know what to do. I just needed to stay in a place of trust. And that seems to be what this message is saying as well. Today, the peace of God envelops me, is asking us to let go of the struggle. And I think what happens sometimes when we want to let go of the ego is that we allow the ego to assist us in that, which of course is never going to work. But you know, the ego gets in there by telling us that something is wrong. The ego tells us something is wrong because we're listening to the ego. The ego wants us to be guilty, so it tells us we're guilty even for listening to it. It tells us we're guilty even for listening to it, and so therefore there's something that we have to fix because there's something wrong. And it's willing to get in there and analyze this and analyze that and try and figure this out. But what happens if you're listening to the ego in the quote letting go process, which is definitely not letting go at all, you know it because you feel that efforting. You feel that struggle. You could just feel it. And so that's why this message is so important, because it's telling us, you know, that we need do nothing, that, you know, we need to rest and we need to trust, and that Holy Spirit is going to lead us every step of the way. You know, and again, that was a decision that I made in the mind today when I realized I don't know how to let go of the ego. I probably could have also chosen fear. I could have chosen to freak out and to decide that I need to figure this out, that I need to go read a bunch of books and learn how to let go of the ego. But you can see how that would have been choosing the energy of fear. That actually would have been following the ego into the idea of letting go of the ego, which is certainly not going to work. So simply by being okay with the idea that I don't know how to let go of the ego, and just trusting that Holy Spirit's going to lead me every step of the way, that was the best decision that I could have made in the moment. And this writing confirms that. So I'm really grateful to see this confirmation today. That's wonderful how Holy Spirit gives me everything just as I need it. So let me read this one more time. Let your mind rest today. Remember that it is not your role to struggle. To struggle is to attempt to go it alone, using your own individual power. To struggle is to let the ego guide you on your spiritual path. To struggle is a mistake, and to mistakenly walk the wrong path. The way to God is a peaceful path. It is the way of rest, where all things seem to be done for you, because you have been willing not to struggle. I'm going to read that sentence again because I love it. The way to God is a peaceful path. It is the way of rest, where all things seem to be done for you, because you have been willing not to struggle. And you are willing not to struggle for one reason, because you have chosen a different purpose, a purpose that knows no struggle. It sees no forces to struggle against and desires no separation to struggle for. It has let the struggle go because it is the purpose of accepting what is as it is. It is the purpose of remembering truth, and truth can only be remembered when the struggle is let go. Thank you very much, Holy Spirit. I am madly in love with you. 258. I guess we'll stop right here. So next week we'll begin with Monday, May 9th. What I'm going to do is play the song from Jesus Christ Superstar that people are wanting to hear. It's a great song. It will pick us up, leave us all jazzed as we go into whatever we're going to go into next. This is the first song of the opera. It is Judas singing, and it is called Heaven on Their Minds. And for those of you that did not hear it Saturday night, I love this song. It's my favorite ego song. I love it because, you know, Judas starts the song off by saying, I'm getting clearer now. So in the mind, he believes he's getting clear. He says, I'm getting clearer now. And then he goes on to sing all of his thoughts. And if you listen carefully to his thoughts, they are all fear thoughts. They are guilt thoughts, blame thoughts. You know, they're definitely ego. But he believes he's clear, and he's totally believing all of his thoughts. And of course, that's what led him to take the actions that he took, you know, in the opera. So I really like it because it inspires me in my mind to be careful. It inspires me not to just blindly accept the thoughts that come into the mind, but to take the time to pay attention to whether it is an ego thought or a Holy Spirit thought, and based on whether it is an ego thought or a Holy Spirit thought, to make the choice whether I will believe it or not. And that is very important. And so I really appreciate this song because it deeply inspires me to continue to watch my mind and make discernment decisions before just believing whatever my mind is trying to tell me. So here we go, my beloved brother Judas, inspiring us all to watch our minds. Take just a second to set it up. Okay, here we go.
My mind is clear now. At last, all the world I can see, where we all soon will be. If you strip away the milk from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus! You started to believe the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. Soon get swept away. You think I'm to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right hand man all along. You have set the and they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began. No talk of God, then we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today is twisted round some other way. They'll hurt you if they think you lied. Nazareth, your famous son, should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father calling, would he'd have been good. Tables, chairs, and open chest would have suited Jesus best. He'd have called nobody up, no one alarmed. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? Just if we go too far. Now it's sour. Yeah.
There we go. One of my favorite songs. Maybe after I sign off, I'll just listen to the entire opera. I love the opera. I've seen it live twice. I love it. Also, I just felt a prompt while that was playing, just to mention that if anyone would like to learn more about the undoing that occurs when you surrender to Holy Spirit. And by undoing, I mean how the life that you may have built for yourself can seem to unravel, and Holy Spirit will give you a completely different life. And then for me, you know, we've seen that happen a number of ways. I was guided to leave my job, guided to leave my home. Now I'm guided to change relationships. If anybody would like to see how that is not sacrifice, you know, you can actually listen to a teaching that we did a few weeks ago. If you go to reginadonacres.com and go to the Awakenings page and then listen to the recording dated 7/20/07. It's only a 30-minute recording, and in that teaching, Holy Spirit clearly explains, it was done through my voice, but it was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit clearly explains how the undoing actually comes from our true desire and is not at all a sacrifice, but everything that we truly want. And I believe that fully. It's everything that we truly, truly want. So that's it, everyone. I love you very much, and I am back on Thursday at 1 o'clock for the NTI study group, and we're going to start Romans. Turning the mic over to Dove.
Okay, thank you so much, Regina. And I had a request for where you posted the thing on sex from the Urtext when you did a teaching on the interpretation of sex. When the Course of Miracles speaks about it in the air text, if you know where that is, I'll turn the mic back to you. Or Attack is Impossible, which is a wonderful teaching done by Regina last November. I did take a look for it, and it's under Awake November Awakenings, and I found it. So I'm going to play that right now. Regina, turn the mic back to you.
Yeah, Dove, I just wanted to answer your question. The teaching on sex is at reginadonacres.com. It is on the Holy Spirit Guides page, and the date on that recording is 5/22/07. And also, anybody else who wants to easily find the attack one that you're about to play, that's also at reginadonacres.com under Archived Audios. And it is called Is Attack Possible? So that's where those two recordings can be found. And maybe I'll hang around and listen to the Attack one. I haven't listened to that one in a long time. I think it would be a great review. I love you very much, Dove. Bye.